AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A supermajority of Republicans in the Tennessee House has voted to expel two Democrats who had earlier taken part in noisy floor demonstrations calling for new gun safety laws.
Nashville State Representative Justin Jones was the first to be expelled from the Tennessee House in a procedure rarely used since the Civil War.
A state in which the Ku Klux Klan was founded is now attempting another power grab by silencing the two youngest black representatives and one of the only Democratic women in this body.
Democratic lawmakers loudly supported gun safety advocates in the legislative gallery days after six people, including three children, were fatally shot at the Covenant School in Nashville. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Another Democrat, a white woman, survived an expulsion attempt by one vote. CBS News has learned that some of the people who protect former President Trump are going to be giving testimony soon. Here's CBS's Nicole Skenga.
A handful of former and current U.S. Secret Service officials are slated to testify before a Washington, D.C. grand jury. The grand jury appearance is connected to Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into the handling of classified documents by former President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate.
The Biden administration is pushing back on Republican-governed states that are imposing restrictions on transgender athletes. More on that from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The proposed change would make categorically banning all transgender athletes a violation of Title IX, the federal law barring schools from discriminating on the basis of sex. Just this week, Kansas became the 20th state to impose a blanket ban. But the new rule would also allow K-12 schools and universities to restrict, in some cases, the participation of transgender students if it undermines fairness on the field or could lead to injuries.
The killer of Cash App founder Bob Lee is still at large. Lee was stabbed early Tuesday morning on a street in San Francisco. More from CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Chilling new details about tech pioneer Bob Lee's final moments.
He was holding his side.
Reporter Jonah Lamb saw surveillance videos that trace Lee's steps after he was stabbed. It was early Tuesday, about 2:30 in the morning.
He approaches a white sedan Camry, lifts his shirt as if to ask for help. Car drives away. He falls down.
The motive for the killing is unclear. The San Francisco DA has told CBS News Lee was found with his cell phone still on him. Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, and Victor Hovland are in a three-way tie to lead the Masters. Koepka opened with a 65, as did Rahm, who four-putted for double bogey on the first hole. A hole, that is. Tiger Woods limped his way to a 74. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New York law.
Letitia James, she's doing the civil case, right? This is a criminal matter.
Oh, it is. So I misunderstood.
It is, yes.
Normally so, I leave the being wrong to Dom.
Right?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock no sour haha funny hour. No sour, happy, fun time, haha power hour. Welcome to the no sour fun time haha power hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin, welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour on April 6th, Thursday. It's sunny, and we are giving Brewers tickets out for this hour, or for tomorrow during this hour. So if you would like to go to the game tomorrow against the Cardinals, you're going to have to listen, because you're going to have to wait to see when we call for callers for your chance to win. So stay tuned for that, but I am very excited for our returning guest, who's been here multiple times, friend of the show, friend of Civic Media, Mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, is back with her goat behind her. Have you named that goat, Katie?
No, it's so cute. It's a tiny, sassy goat, and I kind of identify.
is that your, like, the animal that you feel most akin to?
Oh, yeah. You know, the whole trend on TikTok of your mom animal. Mine is certainly a goat, so.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
I have not seen that on TikTok yet.
Yeah, oh, my God. You got to check it out. Anyway.
Anyways, all right. Well, if you have any questions for Mayor Katie, 844-967-2789. We will read any of your texts, but she is here for the half hour. And I had originally reached out because I saw that Wausau was recently named the best place to buy a house. You guys happen to be one of the only places that still has affordable housing. Then right after I had texted you and you said I can come on at 1, I checked my Instagram and you made a little bit of an announcement yesterday on your private personal Instagram. And yeah. So would you like to share that?
Yeah, sure. You know, okay. So I posted on there that for the last 3 years, I've been asked if I will run for re-election, like before I even understood the job, got to know it, you know, went through a pandemic with my community, all of this. And so I felt like yesterday was the time to just tell everybody what my plans are, because the questions can stop for at least a little bit. I can take a breather, right? So I'm going to run. I'll run for re-election. There you go. There you have it. It's official.
You heard it here. Mayor Katie Rosenberg running for re-election for Wausau Mayor in 2024.
Yeah.
And were you debating?
Yeah.
Like, were you kind of on the fence at times?
Oh, yeah, I was. You know, this has been a really challenging 3 years. And I know it's not just for me, which has been helpful to talk to some of the other mayors that were up for re-election. I'm like, how do you govern and run at the same time? And they're like, you don't. Well, you don't sleep. So, you know, there's a lot of that going on. So anyway, getting some advice from folks and, you know, dark nights of the soul and talking to my family, you know, they're like, are you sure this is right? You know, you went through some things. And I'm like, yes, we're doing it. So we're doing it.
So what, I guess, as you said, and I feel like the first time you and I met, it was, there's a difference between the expectation of what the job's going to be, what the job ends up being, and then finding the motivation to continue to do it again. And so I guess what has happened either during, like, what is the motivation? Like, what is not done yet that you're like, let's do it another it'll be 4 years.
Yeah. So, you know, I think probably the biggest surprise of my tenure has been, you know, the discovery of the PFAS in every single one of our wells. So that was, that's the thing that was kind of like, man, we're going to get through this and then we'll see. And, you know, we're almost there. But, you know, going to talk to other municipal leaders about water in Washington, D.C. had me thinking about, you know, what can we do to affect change that will be, you know, more permanent, that will outlast me, right? And, you know, we've been talking about replacing all of our lead pipes and things like that. And, you know, we have a 15-year plan. But the concept of maybe accelerating that and getting it done, you know, in a third of the time, I'm like, okay, I am now motivated to see this one through. So water is what also caused me to maybe feel like maybe I don't want to do this anymore. But you know what? I also, like, I'm going to do my best to see it through. And hopefully the people want me to continue.
844-967-2789. If you have a call or a text for Wausau Mayor Katie
whatever.
Rosenberg.
It's just Katie.
Jeez, Katie Rosenberg.
That's what everyone calls me here.
It's been a long week. There's an election this
right?
week.
Mayor Katie. Stephen from Green Bay is on the phone. What do you want to ask the mayor, Stephen?
Yeah, so I will just say that I was from Stevens Point. I lived there for 3.5 years. What? And so I am familiar with the area, but now I live in Green Bay. And it was a great night for mayors. Mayor Wiesa and Stevens Point won re-election. Mayor Genrich in Green Bay won his re-election. So I am jumping up and down right now because the alternatives in both of those races were horrible. I have actually a two-part question for Mayor Rosenberg. I know that there was some anti-Semitic garbage going around in her city, and I want to know an update on that. And then also, it was a pretty big news story that we lost a news anchor due to suicide in Wausau. This was probably a year ago or so. And I was wondering if there's any programs that she was, like, sponsoring or trying to put in place for mental health issues when it comes to suicide. And those are my two questions, and I'll get off the line now. Thank you, guys.
Cool.
Thanks, Stephen.
Yeah, first I can talk about Nina. You know, she was involved in a lot of things, and we're so grateful for everything that she poured into the Wausau area. I know that, you know, at the same time that she left us, I don't know how to say that in a way that, yeah. You know, anyway, pardon my trying to soften that. We were talking about mental health services in our county, and we had a community corner clubhouse, which is psychosocial programming, where it's for people with a diagnosed mental health or addiction. And they were able to just gather together as a community. And it's different than, you know, other kinds of programming. They weren't forced to go into case management, you know, things like that. So they actually got tons of donations on Nina's behalf. And so I think that her legacy will live on with that programming. It's going to look differently now. So I'm really excited. I asked the former director to come into city council a few, maybe a month or two ago, to give an update on what he's been working on, because the program was canceled through the county. But he is getting somewhere with the new program. It's called the Granite House, and it's getting donations. And it was really amazing because the night he gave that presentation, we had a developer on the line who was listening in, and he immediately wrote to me and he said, hey, we partner with programs like this in Madison. We want to see how we can work in Wausau, and we want to support the Granite House. So that was really exciting. So yes, her legacy will live on. And I know that you asked a question that was first, and I asked the second, or I answered the second question first. What was the first question?
It was about the unfortunate anti-Semitism.
Oh my gosh!
And you know, and I think that is, like, there's that. There was obviously the board. I think it was that, like, 2 years ago or a year ago. You know, I think there's still. You have definitely had to. As someone who I would categorize as a person who really celebrates inclusiveness and the diversity that exists in Wausau, you in your first term have had some challenges with some people who don't see the world through that lens. And so I forgot exactly what the question was, but I knew it was surrounding that as far as, you know, the ongoing challenges of a diverse community.
Yeah, there's an update I can give there. You know, we took it very seriously. We contacted, you know, we gave all the information that we had to the FBI. And, you know, there was some media coverage. And, you know, one of the things when I was talking to the Anti-Defamation League, they said, you know, like, hey, maybe just don't mention the name of this group that, you know, did this because, you know, they're looking for attention. But, you know, I don't get to decide how media covers things. And so, you know, a week or two ago in front of City Hall, whoever was responsible for that first one, they came by with a ton of like teeny tiny pieces of paper. And on the one side, it you know, said something about being a fake Jew. Hi, that's me, I guess. And then on the back side, it had the headline from one of the local media and a QR code there. And it was just confettied. It took, you know, it took a lot of staff time to kind of clean it up. It was gross. So, you know, I mean, obviously proud of what they're doing, but it seems to me like just kind of a pathetic one person thing going on. So, you know, that's what I think about it.
Yeah. And it is interesting. It's interesting to hear what the Anti-Defamation League would say is like, how do you, the balance between not giving them the attention and not highlighting despicable acts like that versus people needing to be like, because sometimes people are in denial that these things happen and that there's people in your community who hold these kind of beliefs and are willing to do such gross things. And I would imagine it's a delicate balance, especially as a leader, to be like, well,
And, you know, and like my number one concern is our community, right? So, you know, I've talked to folks in the synagogue, I've talked to, you know, the rabbi and all of that. And, you know, one of the suggestions, they're like, hey, maybe since Passover is coming, like maybe we could have like a Seder dinner that would invite the community. And I really like that idea. But, you know, like, it's also a really important time for Jewish people to be together and celebrating their own faith. So there was a little bit, you know, like maybe we don't want to open ourselves up to this right now. You know, we only have 80 families in our synagogue. So, you know, wanting to protect folks who deserve our support and they deserve to celebrate the way they want to as well. So I'm still kind of working with the Anti-Defamation League to see like, maybe we need an educational component. You know, we have WIPs up here. We've got opportunities to talk more about this and be productive. So that's where I'm at there.
Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg is our guest. If you have a question or you want to shoot in a text, 844-967-2789. And Mayor Katie, I just want to say, people who do those things, those snaky, sneaky, gross things, are such cowards. It just, it makes me so angry.
Yeah. If I'm going to say something controversial, you can bet it's going to be from my Twitter account with my name on it. So I expect that from others.
Yes. And I would also say anyone who ever says anything to me from an anonymous account is immediately discredited. Because if you can't put your name behind what you say, you're not going to get under my skin. Yeah. But all right. Well, when we come back, we are going to talk about why Wausau is such a good place to buy a house.
Do it.
And things coming up for this summer as the sun is shining. Wisconsin, all over the state, is one of the best places to be in the summer, and Wausau is no different. So we'll hear about things that we can look forward to happening this summer. Our guest is Mayor Katie Rosenberg, and we will be back in just a minute.
My head right, I go to where there ain't no stop and go lights, but I got no desire for the 5-star resort. Got a cousin with a cabin way up north. When it's cold in the winter, I drink beer and treat. When the snow unthaws, you can bet I'll drop a ski.
Hey, dear Uncle Mike, can I drop a ski guy or no? That was rhetorical. I'm dropping her. Oh, my God.
So roll out the barrel and strike up the band. Heavens praise Lombardi, the pack is back again. And on Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee. It's the old.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 28. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Highs around 48. Lows around 32. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Dry with temps above average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 50s to the mid 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin, USA. I should be happy as a man can be. I can hunt and I can hike and I can fish and I can bike, and in the wintertime I can ski.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair, and we are talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg. I was going to warn you. I was like, Jane's probably going to play that song again.
That's right. I just get emotional. It's great.
It is great. And so we just announced that she is officially running again for re-election for 2024 for the great city of Wausau. And it is a great city. And it recently topped the list for best place to, in America to buy a home on a budget. Wausau's low unemployment, low crime, and low home prices could make it an attractive destination for remote workers. Did you know that was coming, or was that a surprise to you?
I had no clue. It was very much a surprise. And somebody actually sent me a different article about some realtor in Peoria, Illinois, who was really heavy into TikTok and like basically attracting a bunch of people there. And I was like, that's cool. And then I saw this one like connected to it. And I was like, oh my, missed the boat here. Like, this is the one. So yeah, surprising, exciting.
So that, and I guess this is your opportunity to further that that free advertising as far as like, yeah. What would you say to someone who's considering, if they are a remote worker, like why move to Wausau?
Yeah, totally. So I'm super, first of all, we got some feedback. They're like, wait, Wausau's not 135,000 people. Correct. That it looks to be our MSA, right? So it includes other parts of the county too, but not the whole county. So I don't necessarily know exactly everything they're counting. So it's including a lot. But you should move here because A, we have wonderful amenities, right? We have the best water in the state. I think I can say that right now. We have great outdoor opportunities. You can buy a house. You know, I was just contemplating, I'm going to be a 45-year-old who's paid off a house. And again, thanks in part to the Obama administration's work during the last recession. We were able to capitalize on that programming, but there's still lots of opportunity here. You know, we have great school districts. We've got three of them right here. We have a technical college. We have a two-year university that is also partnering up with the four-year universities, and you can get an MBA here. Your kids will be safe to walk on the sidewalk and ride their bike and swim in the swimming pool and all of the things. So, yes, lots of opportunity. That's what I'm going to say.
And what about food, Katie? What about restaurants?
Okay, it depends on what you love. So if you love like a German experience, yes, we have it. If you love a Southeast Asian experience, yes, we have it. If you like, you know, an American gastro pub with fancy cocktails made out of like beet juice and things, yeah, we have all of that. You can run the gamut here. And also, you know, my friend will be here again in the summer, eating up our weeds. So you can enjoy that too. And I know we're going to talk about all the events that you're going to come here for though. So
absolutely. And before we get to the events, just quickly, because I think so many parts of the state, so many parts of the country, but certainly down here, I know Claire is dealing with this, is a lack of affordable housing. And so is there anything consciously that you, your administration or the city council, like, has been doing to make sure that houses stay affordable?
Right. So, you know, I think probably, you know, one of the kind of difficult things about that story that came out was that there's a lot of people who would say we don't have affordable housing here in Wausau, or they don't have access to it, or maybe they make too much to be able to get into some of those places. So, you know, affordable housing, the definition kind of changes wherever you are. So, you know, my uncle who lives out in the state of Washington is like, oh, wow, the median home price is like $220,000. That's incredible. And I was like, yeah, but like, that's not something that I would like, that's not affordable for everybody here. Right. So, yeah. It changes. We had an affordable housing task force. So, we know that we need to add at least 525 units in the next 5 years. And we're working on that. We've probably added a couple hundred. I don't know where we're at technically yet, but we're adding some, and we're going to continue pushing for more housing. We need the top end. We need the low end. We need the middle. So we are aggressively pursuing that as a region too.
That's great. All right. Well, now what should Jane and I plan to come up for in Wausau for this summer?
Okay. So every single week, starting maybe mid-June until August, we have concerts on the square every Wednesday. You're going to want to come and enjoy those concerts on the square with, you know, a couple thousand of your favorite Wausonians. That's a lot of fun. You'll see kids like screaming through the fountains and parents enjoying picnics and food trucks. You're going to love it. So that happens all summer long. We have Wausau Pride. I just got my first sticker for it. Apparently, I don't know much about like drag stuff, but Anitra, who is apparently on RuPaul's Drag, I don't know if any of you watch this, but she apparently has the best lip sync. She'll be here for Wausau Pride event at the beginning of June, so everyone's excited about that, and I feel like maybe I should be excited. I just don't know anything yet. We have night markets happening 3 times this year, where we'll have, it's kind of like maker's markets, so, you know, get your holiday shopping started. I don't know. It's amazing, the stuff they're doing through our River District. 715 Day, obviously, you want to be here on July 15th for 715 Day. Hmong Wausau Fest. If you want food, if you want entertainment, if you want to be inspired, you're going to want to come for Hmong Wausau Fest at the end of July, because we'll have, you know, we've had up to 30,000 people here for that event.
Wow.
There's soccer tournaments,
wow,
there's volleyball tournaments, there's dancing competitions, there's the Hmong royalty pageant, there's everybody who's anybody is going to be here. It's going to be crazy. You're not going to be able to get a hotel room unless you have booked it now. So really, that's going to be fun. And the food is incredible. So you're going to want to come here for that for sure. I'm trying to think what else.
All right. Where is this all on the website? Is it a Discover Wausau website?
We do have a Convention and Visitors Bureau website, and you'll be able to see all the stuff. There's also, you know, there's Badger State Games. I'm trying to think of like all of the things happening. We've got all of it. So you won't be able to.
Summers are hard. Summers are, there's a lot of things happening everywhere over the summer. But
I need you to come here in the winter. Yes, you need to curl with me in the winter. You got to do it.
Deal. Okay. We'll come there in the summer. I'll come back in the winter for curling. Thank you so much for joining. I'm very excited that you're running for re-election. We'll have you back soon. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
Clock on the 400 block, the Central Wisconsin time. I drew some pictures, you should see them at the Woodson Art Museum of this place above the tension line. I'm gonna write a little letter, and I hope that when you get her, you'll join me here in Old Wausau.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief.
Ayes 73, 24 nays.
Two black Democratic legislators have been expelled from the Tennessee House of Representatives for protesting gun laws on the House floor. One of them is Justin Pearson.
We need to listen to the constituents who are asking for us as they chanted to do something. And that is not a crime. In fact, that is our responsibility, our obligation, and I would even say it's our calling.
CBS News has learned Secret Service agents will testify before a federal grand jury soon. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Their appearance is connected to the special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into the handling of classified documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
A proposed federal regulation would stop schools and colleges from banning transgender students from sports altogether, says CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It's, in essence, a compromise between those seeking to ban transgender athletes because they might have an unfair advantage and those trying to protect transgender athletes' rights to participate in sports consistent with their gender identity.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh,
it's
you know right. What, Jake? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
What do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
On Civic Media.
Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. That simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your collective posterior. Of course, you realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And my question is, where are all the Wisconsin professional women's sports teams? And would you support one if we had a professional soccer league, women's game, or women's team? If there was a WNBA team, would you be excited and buy season tickets or some tickets? Because with women's sports is having a moment. And so I am, as a big sports state, that even though we are a small market, we have a MLB baseball team, we have an NBA team, we obviously have the Packers, we also have minor league, we have Madison has a soccer team, Forward, we have the Wave, we have the Admirals, which is a minor league hockey. We got a lot of sports, but not a lot of professional women's sports. And so let us know, 844-967-2789. Would you be excited to have some more women's professional sports teams in Wisconsin? And if so, which sport would you be most excited to have here? 844-967-2789. But before we dive into that a little bit deeper, just a reminder, before the end of the show, we are going to give away Brewers tickets for tomorrow night's game. And they are on a streak right now.
They are.
They look pretty good.
They're pretty hot.
They're pretty hot. And so probably, you know, I don't know. I know there's a big rivalry between us and the Cardinals, and there's lots of feelings. Brewers fans have lots of feelings about the Cardinals, but we are playing them tomorrow night at 7:10. So if you can get to the game, you still have to pay for your parking, and we don't cover the concessions, but we will give you free tickets, and they're pretty good seats. I saw the picture from one of our winners who was there
last
Tuesday,
week?
I think.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Either last week or Tuesday. No, it would have been this week. It would have been Monday or Tuesday. And the seats looked pretty good. And so, so we'll tell you on the call, but if you want to pre-dial 844-967-2789, and we will give those tickets away. Jane will get your information, and we will make sure to get those tickets to you in time for tomorrow's game. But as we talk about women's sports, and I grew up playing sports, love sports. We've already talked about how great the women's NC2A tournament was, and the ratings and the conversations that we're having about it. But it's not just that. There is, in general, a growing ratings, growing interest in women's sports. And so I found this breakdown of that highlights some of those numbers on TikTok.
The Women's March Madness tournament was better than the men's. Let me explain. For decades, women's sports have been treated like a charity case. Networks and media outlets cover them for the sake of promoting gender equality, but no one actually cares about them, right? Wrong. This year's Women's Final Four was the most watched in tournament history, with both games averaging 4.5 million viewers each, and the Iowa-South Carolina game peaking at 6.6 million viewers. For reference, last year's NBA playoffs only averaged 4.1 million viewers per game. Now, this increase in viewership for women's sports isn't unique to college basketball. The WNBA saw 171% increase in finals viewership last year, and the NWSL saw a 453% increase in their 2022 championship game viewership. Even events like the Olympics are seeing this bump, with the three most watched Winter Olympic events from 2022 being women's only event.
So again, women's sports having a moment. Would you be excited to support a women's professional sports team in Wisconsin? And which sport would you be most excited? Would it be soccer? Would it be basketball, softball, hockey? But to add on to some of the stats that were thrown out there, also this week, private equity firm Sixth Street committed to spending $125 million on a new Bay Area franchise for the National Women's Soccer League.
Really?
And it's the biggest institutional investment made in a pro women's sports team, I think, ever.
Wow.
And at least in this country. And the $53 million firm is spending on the $53 million that this firm is spending on a league expansion fee is nearly 10x the $5 million expansion fee paid for the Kansas City franchise in 2021.
Wow.
And so in general, investors, because I mean, ultimately, as much as we all love sports, well, Jane, sometimes. But, you know, for those of us who do love sports, we love it because of the stories and cheering for our team and the competition. But the people who are responsible for bringing you the sports, they're trying to make money.
It's about money.
And so it is about money. And so, but investors are seeing more major opportunities and growth in women's sports. And largely it's because there are with more eyeballs comes more lucrative TV contracts. And there's been plenty of eyeballs. And so just to reiterate what was said in the video, the LSU-Iowa game on Sunday between the two women's teams for the championship was 9.9 million viewers.
Wow.
Which is smashed the record of any women's college basketball game in history. More than 87,000 people packed into Wembley Stadium in London for the 2022 Women's Euro Final, which broke attendance record for a women's or men's Euro Final game. More than 1.1 billion viewers around the world watched the 2019 Women's World Cup final game, which, or the whole tournament, which is we're doing again this year. I will probably have even more viewership this year. But even a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the stats just for women's Badger sports and how many records in that that was broken at the Kohl Center. So in February, women's hockey game, the Badgers played St. Cloud State. It was the second highest NC2A women's hockey single game in history with more than 14,000 fans. There was almost 17,000 fans for a September women's volleyball game when the Badgers played against Florida. And then there was a women's basketball game. There was 8,200 fans against Northwestern in January. So, like, there was a growing appetite for women's sports. And obviously, there's people who are recognizing that there is money to be made there.
Right.
So I guess I would love to support a women's, like a WNBA team in Milwaukee. And so I'm just curious if people have feelings as far as something that they would like to be able to take your kids to, something you, like a game you've gone to in the past where you're like, wow, this was really entertaining. I wish we had more of this in Wisconsin, Madison, Green Bay. And so 844-967-2789. Would you like to see professional women's sports in Wisconsin?
Texter from the 920 says, we had a women's semi-pro basketball team in Oshkosh. I haven't heard anything about them this year. They are called GLOW, G-L-O.
Oh, I would have to look more into that. I know for at one point, so back in 1978, there were the Milwaukee Does, which were a founding member of the Women's Professional Basketball League. And unfortunately, it only lasted for, I think, for two seasons. I think it was 1978 to 1980. And then more recently, there was the Milwaukee Aces, which joined the Women's Basketball Development Association in 2018, but that ended in 2020 during the pandemic. But there is, I mean, I don't know if they expanded. They were talking about 2024. Now it sounds like it might be 2025, but the WNBA commissioner wants to add at least one more team by 2025. And said they're not in a rush, but like my feeling is why not have another WNBA team in Milwaukee?
414-967-2789. If you want to check in either on the phone or you can text that same number. Rob from Port Edwards, thanks for joining us on Escos, Wisconsin. What do you want to say?
Good afternoon. I'm not really sure, and I should know this, if there's an actual women's professional hockey league. But looking at what the Badgers did, and quite frankly, all of the collegiate women's hockey teams were stunning this year. Absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
There should be pro leagues, and it's an indoor sport as much as it is an outdoor sport. I mean, we go to see our kids play here, and you dress up warm. And, you know, put a hat on and gloves and you're just rocking. It's wall to wall action. And as it's exciting as any, NBA game, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. So you're pro women, professional women's hockey. You would go watch.
Absolutely. My whole family,
absolutely.
All 10 grandkids, all my kids. Oh yeah. We'd be hardcore.
Rob, it sounds like you can field your own ice hockey team just with relatives.
We flood the backyard. We do.
You do.
And yeah. Oh yeah. We do. It's a riot. It is an absolute riot. And then of course there's neighbor kids, you know, they're not relatives, but they all come and, you know, have a good time.
So absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Paul.
That's cornball.
Thank you so much for calling.
Perfect.
Really appreciate it, Rob. That's great. 844-967-2789 if you want to check in about expanding women's professional sports in Wisconsin.
Jane, would you have a preference? Is there a sport that you have watched in the past that you feel like you would like to watch some ladies play?
I would watch women's soccer.
Okay.
I would watch women's soccer because you can be outside. I would only go when it's nice out. And the squeaking shoes from basketball drives me crazy. It makes me nuts.
That is so it does not drive me nuts because I grew up in basketball and like on the basketball court, but that is very specific. You don't hear it. I feel like it gets kind of drowned out at professional games because there's so much going on
and
with
so
the
much
music
shouting and
it's a huge stadium. But as far as any like AAU tournament when there's no music, but there's about six games being played in massive gymnasiums at any given time, and you walk in and that is the sound. That is the sound of basketball. And it's certainly the sound of AAU basketball. It's just like trying to break your eardrum. But hockey would be really fun. You know what else is really, volleyball is really fun to watch. You know what's also really fun to watch is two-person beach volleyball.
Those are some athletes, boy.
Those are some, like Carrie Walsh, and that's super fun to watch. And also one of those sports, not that, once we get to the professional level, I think most athletes, especially at my age, I now look at them like, I can't do that. but certainly, if you think about how hard it is even to sometimes walk on sand and not feel your calves be sore the next day, to imagine playing and jumping that high and moving that quickly in sand to cover the length and width of a volleyball court in sand when there's just two of you is impressive.
And they're doing it basically in their underwear, which I find really amazing.
Is that a little too much skin for you?
I would be so self-conscious if I was trying to do athletic things, jumping around. I can't. No, I give him a lot of credit for having that confidence, but I would always be like, I don't.
Is everything tucked in?
You want certain things. At least I would want certain things put away. But anyway.
Yeah, you have a sarong over it while you're trying to play volleyball.
Why not?
a little beach cover up. But yeah, I bring that up mostly just because I saw there was, I feel like this week specifically, it's popped up a lot as far as the attention that women's sports is getting. And I think part of it, do we have time to play the other half of that clip? All right, we'll play it on the other side. We're going to go to a break soon. We're going to take your calls at the break. And the fourth caller, you're going to win the tickets for the Brewers game. So 844-967-2789. Call right now. The fourth caller will probably put you on the air just to pick your brain and where you're from, what do you like about the Brewers game. So give us a call, 844-967-2789 to win two free tickets to the Brewers game tomorrow night against the Cardinals at 7:10 p.m. And then we will play the other half of that clip on why women's sports maybe have been getting a lot of love lately. So this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in a minute.
We're gonna grind up your guys into burger meat. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So why don't you save us all some time and give up?
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said, if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
I'm
officer.
Sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 28. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 48 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 50s to the mid 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are giving away two tickets to go see the Brewers, who are on a streak.
They are
hot. Looking good.
Yeah.
They are hot. I was going to ask, we'll see if the caller that we have can, it's not a trivia question. You'll still win whether or not you can answer this. But I was, the one that I had in my mind is who got brought up on Saturday and is now a rookie who so far is looking pretty good. He also has great hair. But who do we have on the phone, Jane?
We have Tony from Pittsville. Tony, thanks so much for joining. You're calling number four. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, ladies.
So do you know who I'm talking about when I said the guy who got pulled up on Saturday? And so far, I think he hit his first home run last night.
I honestly don't. So I'm not going to embarrass
That's
myself
fine.
Trying to guess.
This is not a requirement to get the tickets, Tony. No worries.
Not a requirement at all. But congratulations. And so do you go to a lot of Brewers games typically?
We usually only make it maybe 3-4 times a year just because of the distance and the expense. But this is a great way to kick off the season.
Well, and it's on a Friday night, so you can maybe, you know, spend the night someplace and make it a whole thing.
Absolutely. We actually have no set plans this weekend. Two weekends ago, we went to a comedy show. Last weekend, we were at a concert down in Dells. So here we kick off this weekend.
Nice.
Oh, that's great. Now, Tony, where is, now I'm the one going to be embarrassed, but where is Pittsville?
It's technically the geographical center of Wisconsin.
Really?
Yes. Fun fact.
There you go. That's so funny. I always consider Wisconsin Rapids. I don't think it actually is technically the center, but whenever I tell people where my parents live, it's like, I don't know. It's like dead center of the map. But are you just north of Wisconsin Rapids and closer to Wausau?
No, it's kind of the other way. I'm terrible at directions. It's maybe a 20-minute drive. It's not that far at all.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, Tony, so congratulations. I'm very excited for you. If you want to send us, we'll get your information, but feel free to send us a picture of you guys at the game and we will post it to the Civic Media social media accounts. But congratulations.
Thanks again. You know, I'm new to the area. We moved here in January and I absolutely love your show. And after the election, I couldn't wait till yesterday to hear you guys on the air and hear what you had to say, because I know you were just as excited as me. So I'm just really happy. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Thank
we really
you so
appreciate
much, Tony.
That. Really
That's
appreciate
awesome.
That. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations to Tony. And so that'll be, yeah, it's fun. We're going to have tickets we're giving away tickets all season long. And so we will find more fun ways, maybe some more fun trivia. I think I heard on the Todd Alba show this morning, he had a piece of trivia as far as the original voice of who played, maybe Jane, I don't know. Jane, do you know who the original voice actor was in Scooby-Doo who played Scooby and Shaggy? Or maybe I don't know if it's Scooby and Shaggy or Scooby or Shaggy.
I do not.
Is that? I thought that was a pretty hard trivia question. That was Todd's question to win tickets this morning, which I was like, I don't know the answer to that.
You'd have to be an enormous Scooby fan to... I think that says more about Todd.
He's like, isn't this obvious? How does not everyone know this?
How does anyone know that? That's pretty amazing.
Unless it ends up now, and now I don't have the time to look at it right now, but I'll look it up afterwards. Unless it is actually someone famous that you just didn't know was the voice of Scooby. But yeah, I thought that was pretty hard. But the answer for the question I asked is Joey Weimer, who has a great head of curly blonde hair, and he was brought up on Saturday. So we got to see him when we went to the game at Wrigleyville on Saturday when I was freezing my butt off. He's a right fielder, center fielder. He plays in the outfield. And it was his first game. And then I think last night he hit his first home run.
Wow.
And so far, so good for his first couple MLB games.
That's impressive. And what is he, like 12 years old? Because these young, they're so young.
I don't know. I don't know how long he played in the minors. But he looks like he's
20.
20s.
Oh, well, he's practically middle-aged. The original voice actor for Scooby-Doo was Don Messick.
I don't even know who that is.
How would anybody know that? Except Todd.
Todd, we're judging your trivia questions.
I mean, you can ask whatever you want, but I just think that's a high trivia bar.
Do you have a favorite piece of trivia? That you're just like, you're like, I know the answer to this. And
boy, I know the links.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I know. Well, I can tell you, George Benson's On Broadway is 5 minutes and 12 seconds long.
The song On Broadway?
The song On Broadway is 5 minutes and 12 seconds long. And I know that because we used to play it a lot. And I used to be able to remember, how much lead-up time I had, so that's called the ramp on a music song. I used to know how many seconds I had on the ramp by heart for a lot of songs. It's useless. Trivia. It's completely useless. But I used to know stuff.
But you get none.
Yeah.
You know it. All right. Well, we made it through another day of As Goes Wisconsin. We will be back tomorrow to round out the week. Tomorrow is Good Friday.
It is.
And we'll talk about any Easter plans or Easter traditions that people have. I know that my mother, we're going up to Wisconsin Rapids this weekend for a baby shower and for Easter. And despite being in my mid to late 30s, I've already been informed that I will get an Easter basket.
Your mother is like my sister because we're going over to her place on Sunday, and she usually has Easter baskets.
Yeah, so we'll tell some fun stories tomorrow as far as Easter in our house and the hunt for your Easter basket. My brother usually got it worse than I did since he was older, as far as some of the creative hiding spots that he got very frustrated in the attempt to look for. But my mom just thought she was a genius.
Your mother takes holidays to an entirely different level that I have never even come close to.
She certainly, maybe we'll get her on the show. Maybe we'll get Debbie Bryant to come tell those stories tomorrow. But thank you for listening today. Thank you for calling. Thank you to Tony, who won. Congratulations. But we will hand it over to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian or the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO. But come back tomorrow at 11 a.m. when we will do this all again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Any time pass, we don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.